There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
And welcome back to Ghost
Frickin' Talkin'.
That's right, you've reached Ghost Frickin' Talkin', your paranormal podcast like none other. That's right, we are here to talk the spooky, the scary, and all the unknown. And we are continuing our 31 days of Halloween, but this is going to be our full show.
Nice.
This is our weekly recap of any kind of parable.
Today, Junior.
Jeez, God, man. Our paranormal news for the week.
There you go.
All right. Blah, 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 blah. But this is episode 45. We are almost to 50 podcasts out there in podcast land. So if you guys like this podcast, make sure to download your podcast wherever you get your podcasts at. And also, if you want to check us out on our beautiful faces, go to YouTube. I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trent.
And I am Nessie.
Nessie is in the spread shop, unofficially
sponsored
newsroom.
Newsroom, yeah.
And I did get a like and a comment from spread shop today on Instagram.
Did. Nice. I saw your post, but I didn't see their comments.
Yep.
So.
They said this is an awesome way to get your merch out there.
Yeah. So absolutely.
It's unofficial, but I want to say that's an official stamp. Boom.
They liked it. Yeah, that's
so
great.
Boom. We got a meh official.
You want it to be.
We're getting
you
there.
Want it to be.
All right. So it's still unofficial, but meh, it's there.
Meh.
It's meh official.
Spread shop knows of the newsroom, and they like it. So that's a stamp of approval for me. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to recap our, week. This is like 11 days into the 31 days of Halloween.
We've been tracking, bro.
Yeah. We've been keeping up. I know you over there in the newsroom,
mm-hmm.
You doubted that we could keep 31 days going.
Well, I didn't doubt you.
I did.
Just,
I doubted you. I doubted you so hard.
It's just a lot to do, and
we've done it before.
Yeah, we've done it before. It does seem like it's a marathon, but we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beautiful month of October. Today had that crisp, autumn feel to it. The trees are finally turning.
Yeah.
Leaves are falling. It kind of felt like October today.
Yeah, it did, honestly.
Yeah.
For the first time, it felt like October today, and it's getting that spooky feel to it. Tonight, we watched the new Hubie Halloween.
Yeah,
new Adam Sandler movie. It's like a Halloween movie, which, it gave a real good feel of Halloween.
Okay.
The colors, it just was so crisp and, gave that very cool feel of Halloween.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a comedy movie. It's a comedy. It's not scary or anything. It's a dumb comedy.
It's Adam
Honestly,
Sandler,
it felt like his greatest hits, not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
It just felt like it was just everyone was in it. And
all the usual people that are in his movies were in it and making cameos and stuff like that. So basically it felt like, a greatest hits thing.
Yeah.
But we are, we usually open up our shows with any kind of paranormal experiences we've had during the week. Or since the last time we actually talked about paranormal experiences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mine haven't been really big. It's been activity in this house.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's noises, you know, you feel like you hear something, and you come out here, and there's nothing.
Yeah.
The other day, I took my lunch break because I work from home, and I was laying in bed, and I heard it sounded like someone opened up the front door. And I'm like, fuck, here comes the front door again. Because I don't think did I talk about it?
You kind of talked about it.
I think you mentioned the front door.
Yeah, opened. On the podcast where the front door opened, even though it was locked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, the fucking door opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
And because I come out here and the door's not open, but I heard the fucking door open.
Weird.
It was really weird. Just tonight we were sitting there watching a movie and we were seeing these like lights come through the house.
Yeah.
And I look outside, there's nothing outside shining lights into the house or anything, but there were lights. I'm not the only one that's seen it.
Yeah.
I saw it and I just let it off because maybe it was something else. And then Dad looked around and I was like, you saw that, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But you said that you had an experience over at your mom's house?
So Bella was asleep. Logan's in the bathroom. I was talking to Gabby and Mom was just sitting on her phone doing whatever. And I heard something move. And Mom heard it and she started trying to yell at Logan, which is pretty funny. And then Logan comes out of the bathroom and goes, what's up, guys? What's going on? And it sounded like someone dragged a chair across like the kitchen floor. Like it was loud and everything. Because we have the like squeaky floor and we get like the wooden chairs, so like, ow, that hurt. But anyways,
you just kicked the table and shook the whole entire production.
It's fine. But anyways, and it was loud, so we're like, Logan, you need to shut up. Bella's trying to sleep. Go in there. Logan's down in there. Lights are off. It was loud.
Really? Huh. So it seems like the ghost keeps going back and forth between the houses.
Yeah, basically.
After I bitched at it for not, you know, making itself known over here.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's following one of the kids. Then.
Come on. I don't know. I'm screwed, probably.
You were watching the Paranormal Activity 2 tonight.
Yeah.
And they made the comment that the demon is here for your firstborn child.
And I'm the firstborn. I'm going to die.
So you're pretty fucked, bro.
Well, it was nice knowing you guys. Love you all.
Well, I'm technically the firstborn too.
Oh fuck. Well, no, it was
out
first.
Of my family.
No, it was firstborn son.
Male. Yeah. Gotcha.
So you're safe.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
Thank you, ovaries.
Yep. Thank you, ovaries. I can't be sacrificed to the demons because you don't have a schlonger.
I do have a schlonger. That's me.
Have you had any experiences or anything?
No,
weird?
Other than just like hearing things here, no, not like at my house or at work or anything. No,
I don't remember. I think it might have been the zombie episode, but there's, you know, because there's like a pause between when all three of us stop talking, and something talks over the microphone.
Really,
and I'm trying to blow it up and see if I can make out what it is.
Really,
but it sounds like something spoken to one of these microphones during the podcast.
That is sick.
What episode was that?
I think it's the zombie one. I have to go back into it because I was listening to it today.
Yeah, I listened cleaning, to both. Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck was that? So then I rewound it a little bit, and then I'm like, that sounds like something coming across this microphone.
So did you watch it on YouTube? See if any of our lips were moving or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah. No, we're all. Because that's what I did. I went on to YouTube to see, you know, what the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because you finished saying something, and I went and looked at it because I'm like, well, maybe somebody, you know, touched the microphone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's touching their microphones at the time. Everybody's hands are, you know, visible to where you can see them, and they're not touching the stands. They're not touching the microphones.
Oh, that's sick. Sick.
So if I can get that video up and blown up and get through our recorder thing, so I can blow it up and kind of edit out, you know, some background noise to see if it actually says something.
What
but it tried to come through on the microphone.
That is awesome.
So stay tuned for that. Maybe it's nothing. I don't know. But it was weird because I've never heard that before during one of our podcasts.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it definitely sounds, it's none of our voices, and it's not Logan in the back, you know, bedroom, because we would have said something like, oh, you know, he's being loud or something.
Yeah.
That's very true.
No, it's really weird. And it's not when we heard the Siri, because we actually said, you know, we heard that Siri voice.
Right.
But it wasn't that time. Hmm. It was really weird. So we'll go back and check that out. So Paranormal Experiences are here. It is live, and it wants its voice known.
Guess so.
Right here on the podcast. Yeah. So maybe you guys inadvertently heard a spirit voice come across. And what's really, you know, because we have the Ouija board sitting here.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Since we did the Ouija board episode.
Yeah.
And I got a weird feeling when I was editing down the Ouija board episode.
Mm-hmm.
And listening back to the part where we were talking about Zozo, I got a weird feeling in my body when I was doing it.
Hmm.
It was really weird. So I don't know. They say not to talk demons, you know, not to say their names or anything.
Well, you said his name like 100 times.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I just got a weird feeling. So
cool.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. So maybe we need to move the Ouija board off the table. Yeah, maybe something's coming through the Ouija board, was coming through the microphone. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Very, very.
Gabby was right. We shouldn't be messing with Ouija boards, man. She tried to warn you.
I seriously do not think that they're portals to anything, but for some odd reason, I have a fucking draw to them. I don't know. They're cool as hell. I don't know if it's more of the I was told not to have them, and now I can have
breaking
them.
Breaking the rules.
I'm breaking the rules now. Cool. Because I'm a man, and I can make my own rules now.
I'm an adult now.
I'm an adult, and I can have as many fucking Ouija boards as I want.
Yep.
That's
I think
awesome.
It's just the rebellion in ya.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is our paranormal experiences for the week. We do have some new stories to run through, and we will finish the show off tonight with a listener-submitted story.
Oh, my God. Oh, so yeah. It's not stolen stories.
Not stolen stories. We didn't go to fucking Reddit and get those weirdos. This is an actual story written into by one of our listeners.
That's awesome.
And
did they write it into ghostft@yahoo.com?
What was that?
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yes, that is exactly where you can write your stories. And this is exactly where she wrote her story, was at ghostft@yahoo.com. So if you guys have scary stories, you can write one
in
and we will
read
it, just like what we're going to do tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a spooky story to finish up our show and send you to bed with creepy vibes. All right, guys, but make sure to check out our artist friend, Mr. Hinkle Draws, because he has done some awesome stickers for Halloween.
Yeah.
And he says these aren't selling well, and we might not get more Halloween-themed stickers if they don't sell. So get out there and buy.
We need
these are
wave two.
Beautiful stickers, ladies and gentlemen. No joke. We're not just pushing this because he's our friend. Because
they're really good stickers.
These are really good stickers. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, you can see them scroll through as we're talking here. Make sure to go out and get your awesome stickers. He's got Frankenstein's monster. He's got the Bride of Frankenstein. He's got
Freddy,
Carrie,
Jason.
Freddy. Yeah. He's got some heavy hitters in there, ladies and gentlemen. So get out there and support an artist. This is how he makes his living.
Yeah, this is how his kids eat, bro.
Yeah. If he doesn't sell stickers, his kids are going to starve. They will starve.
You don't want the kids to starve, don't you?
Think of the children.
Think of the children.
But do it for the children.
Think of little Hinkles all over going hungry.
Little Hinkles.
All right, so go to Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws and order your Halloween stickers today. And check out this commercial.
I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
I want to play a game. excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Get your limited edition Halloween sticker series at Etsy.com shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. 10 designs to choose from Jason, Freddy, Ghostface, Carrie, Thriller Michael Jackson, Frankenstein's Monster and the Bride of Frankenstein, Billy the Puppet, Pennywise the Clown, and Reagan from The Exorcist. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, so go out and get your awesome Mr. Hinkle Draws stickers at his Etsy shop, Mr. Hinkle Draws. All right, guys, well, it is spooky season.
Spooky,
and
spooky.
And what better way to show off the spooky season than...
decorating your house.
Yeah, you can decorate your house.
You can.
Or you could decorate your feet.
Heck yeah, bro. Ladies, look at that segue. That was an awesome segue. Right? I did that. That was all me.
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, Nike. That's right. One, two, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Nike shoes inspired by Freddy Krueger are coming for you.
That's crazy.
That is awesome.
I would have never have
guessed
that. Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, Nike.
Freddy collaborates with Nike.
Hey, you know, if Freddy comes to you and is like, yo, bitch, I want to collab with you, you're going to listen.
I want some shoes.
Yeah.
Give me them shoes.
Yeah, give me those shoes, bitch. Yeah. Even though the first official day of fall isn't upon us, so this is a couple weeks late here, that I'm pulling this story up. This year, the holiday won't be quite as fun as usual, thanks to coronavirus pandemic keeping us scared throughout almost 2020. Nike has something that might make up for it. This fall, Nike is releasing a new Air Max 95 pair of sneakers inspired by A Nightmare on Elm Street. Dream slasher, Freddy Krueger. Not only do they feature the movie's monster signature sweater colors, but there are touches of metallic silver to represent Freddy's signature bladed gloves. And there are some killer bloody accents, too. These shoes are freaking awesome. I know you guys can't see it via podcast.
How much are they?
I have not seen a price on it yet.
Okay.
But if I were to guess...
A couple hundred at least, man.
No. I would probably say about 130, 140.
That's what I was thinking, like 130.
Because, you know, we are also Lego people, too.
Yeah.
And Adidas came out with Lego-inspired tennis shoes.
Right. And that was the price, right?
$120 for those. Yeah. So I would probably guess that these are probably 130 to 150 maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they'll be like $200.
Now, do you think these are going to sell out? Like, do you think there's a big... You know.
Do you have to go on a waiting list again?
Like the Lego one did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would guess that they would sell out because, one...
you have shoe collectors.
Shoe collectors. I cannot believe how many fucking shoe collectors are out there in the world.
Yeah.
But it says here, Hypebeast brought our attention to the new Freddy Krueger Nike shoes coming this fall. As you can see, the upper part of the shoe is made of mesh canvas material that looks like Freddy Krueger's sweater. There's a gray suede piece at the toe cap, as well as a checkered tongue with metallic silver overlays, featuring some of the blood usually splattered on Freddy's gloves. There's even more blood on the heels, metallic silver backing, as well as on the Nike swoosh on the insole. Even the midsoles of the shoe have a red gel that resembles blood, and they look cool.
That red gel inside the
sole of the shoe.
Yeah. Nice.
Like it got slashed.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So,
I don't think I'll be buying it, but
if I had money, I would drop it.
If I had the extra money, I definitely want these shoes. Evidently, this isn't the first time Nike has created shoes inspired by A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really?
They used a similar design for a pair of Nike SB Dunk Lows. But they were never released due to some sort of legal issue.
So
they must have finally worked out that and re-released the design. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly when these Freddy Krueger Nike shoes will be available, but they're expected sometime in October. And I looked to see if they were released yet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any.
Not yet.
It's going to release on like November third.
Yep.
It's going to be like that.
Supposedly, they'll be part of a Halloween-themed pack that also includes a Dracula-inspired Nike Air trainer. Stay tuned to the Nike website to see when they'll be going on sale. So, ladies and gentlemen, go out and get your Freddy Krueger-inspired tennis shoes. And these are awesome. I'm not going to lie. I want a pair.
Yeah. They look really freaking cool.
But like what Nessie brought up, is there really a big fan base of people that will go out
right
that aren't shoe collectors? They're, you know,
like Freddy.
Just like regular people.
Just regular people.
I mean, do a lot of people even, you know of Freddy? I mean, obviously people our age do, but is Freddy still a big thing between
younger kids? Like my generation, I should say. Yeah, they know Freddy a lot, you know, because I guess it's part of Halloween now.
Yeah, because
he's known as one of the main Halloween guys, right?
Yeah, because Freddy hasn't been around for a while. I think the last time he was out was when they tried to reboot the Freddy thing, and they brought in a new actor to play Freddy.
It's like the new Nightmare on Elm Street.
It was just called A Nightmare or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
No, because they rebooted it, but not rebooted it.
Yeah, it was a reboot.
And then they rebooted it again after the reboot, right?
No, there was only one reboot.
But what was A New Nightmare then?
A New Nightmare was a new take on... It continued the series, but it brought it into our world. Because basically, A New Nightmare was a take on where it was like the actors who played in the Freddy movie. Mm-hmm. They were being haunted by the spirit of Freddy Krueger because Freddy Krueger became its own thing. They say kind of like with the whole Slender Man thing.
The Topaz or whatever.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. You're starting to learn shit. very good over there in the newsroom, the Topa.
Yeah.
That's exactly what A New Nightmare was all about, was Freddy Krueger becoming a Topa.
Okay.
And he was coming and killing all the original people that were in the first Freddy Krueger movie. But they were actually playing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not their characters, but they were playing like their actual, you know, Robert Englund and shit like that.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I've always thought it was a good movie. A lot of people hate that movie. But because it wasn't keeping up with like the real Freddy Krueger stuff.
Yeah.
And then Freddy Krueger kind of went away for a long time after that. And then he came back for Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love.
That was a really good movie. Mm-hmm.
People hate it. That's another movie people hate.
Yeah.
But I love it. I'm a huge fan of Freddy versus Jason.
Same.
And then Freddy Krueger was gone until they tried to reboot it. And then that totally died out.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a Freddy Krueger since then.
Because you can't. It's like the Ghostbusters thing. You can't reboot Ghostbusters.
No. Robert Englund did say that he would come back one more time to play Freddy Krueger.
That'd be cool.
Just to end it all.
Just to end it.
Recap the So I had there's a VHS when you could go rent movies, back in the 90s.
VHS?
Yeah, what's that?
What's VHS?
One of the video stores was closing down and they had it was like the size of a door, like a poster, and it was Freddy. It was like a life-size Freddy Krueger. So I bought it, and yeah, that was had that in my house for a while. So
do you still have it?
No, I don't think I do. No. I don't even know what happened to it. It was so long ago. But it's really funny because I remember when I was pretty young, my parents were watching Nightmare on Elm Street, and I got up and watched a little bit of it, and then I would, that started the nightmares of Freddy for me when I was younger.
So you actually had?
I had nightmares with Freddy. Yes, really? Reoccurring nightmares. Yes,
that's awesome.
And I would always wake up because he would like come and like claw my back, and I'd wake up and like have that feeling of just.
So is that why you got that long, huge tattoo on your back?
No, it has nothing to do with it. But
to protect you from Freddy Krueger slicing your back.
But yeah, so I remember when that would happen, I'd go sleep on my mom's floor. And that happened for many, many, many years. Yeah.
Wow.
But we're cool now, so.
You and Freddy are cool?
Yeah, we reconciled.
So if we were to watch a Freddy Krueger movie, you're not going to have nightmares?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. You don't think so?
No, I mean, I've had... No, I mean, he may show up in my dream, I don't know. I mean, I can't really say if he would or not, but I have watched, you know, the movies since then. Okay. So,
see, I was introduced to the more spookier things, you know, like other spooky movies besides these corny, scary 80 movies, you know, not corny, but like the scary 80 movies that aren't really scary, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that like Friday the 13th and Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street are cheesy compared to what horror movies are today, like House of a Thousand Corpses and shit.
Like The Conjuring and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You showed me those movies first. If you would have showed me like those movies, like the Friday the 13th and Child's Play and everything like that first, I probably would have been scared more than I am today.
Yeah. I think the only, because you were talking about horror movies that gave you nightmares, there was only one movie that really gave me nightmares. And it was really weird because I watched the first one and it was fine. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the second Hellraiser fucked me up when I was
The Hellraiser movies?
Yeah, the second, because they actually went into hell in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole bunch of freaky weird shit. And I would dream that shit in the middle of the night and it would freak me out. But it wasn't enough to where I was crawling into my parents' bedroom to sleep on the floor because Freddy Krueger was killing me in my dreams.
Hey, back off of her, man. Know? Back off.
I was pretty young, so yeah, that's, I mean, that's I didn't crazy. Do that when I was like 16 or 17, you know, crawling on the floor. Mommy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Freddy's back.
All right, so when you said you watched Freddy, did your parents let you watch it, or was it...
You know, I'm sure my mom wouldn't even remember, but it was probably one of those things where I came out and I was like watching it and they maybe didn't know I was there because I was supposed to be sleeping. I don't know if that was kind of the deal, but it was just enough to, I mean, it wasn't like me sitting down with them watching the whole movie. Obviously, they're not going to let me do that, but it was enough.
Because I don't know, because I know a lot of parents won't let their kids watch horror movies.
Oh, absolutely, right. And I wasn't allowed to, you know, watch those movies, but I just happened to see pieces of it.
I you know, we kind of, we tried to not let them watch the really bad stuff, but we would bring them in. For me, Freddy Krueger's movies aren't bad.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to bring them in to watch Hostel or Saw. The Porgorn type of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, Freddy Krueger and stuff like that, you know, it's just cheesy enough to where I felt as a parent, you know, I'm comfortable with them watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, Halloween, really, nothing super scary happens on Halloween.
Right, yeah.
And so it was like, okay, you know, the kids can watch it and stuff like that.
But. So, yeah, because me and Gabby watched that movie, right? She was so scared. Like, she's terrified of Michael Myers, right? But, like, she watched the movie, and I was like, she's like, it's not that scary. I'm like, I tried to tell you it's nothing to be scared about.
Yeah, because I would, you know, of course, you know, you have the Mount Rushmore of serial killer, you know, movie killers. And, you know, you would have Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, and you'd probably have, like, I don't know, like Leatherface or Chucky on
Leatherface,
there.
Yeah.
But I would say on a hierarchy, you know, you would have, for me, it goes Freddy, Jason, I would go Leatherface, Chucky, and then Michael Myers.
But Michael Myers, no, I think Michael Myers is the top, like, tier slasher. Like,
you're putting Michael Myers number one.
Because he set the tone for it all, bro. He's what made slashers the way they are today. Come on,
I'm just saying that on a freaky level.
Oh, on a freaky level, okay.
He's not. You know, if I would sooner go against Michael Myers than those other four I mentioned before.
Yeah, because then again, Michael Myers can just speed walk. Everyone has like their own thing. Freddy kills you in your dreams.
See,
Jason just appears. Michael Myers is a fast walker.
See, I think that's what freaks me out more about Freddy is that he comes in your dreams. You can't control that. You have to sleep, right?
But,
you can't outrun your dream.
I've had Freddy in a lot of my dreams.
Yeah, well, yeah, perfect example.
I can control my dreams, so like, haha.
Okay.
And you know, Jason just always seemed to be, you know, the guy. He was always there. You know, you could outrun him, and then you turn a corner, boom, Jason's right there.
You don't even know how he does it.
Movie magic.
Yeah, movie magic. But he, I don't know. Michael Myers just never really did it to me.
But going back to like the whole parents like not making kids watch their stuff and everything like that, I read that something like it was the parents that didn't like it so much that they had to like take the books off the shelf for like Scary Stories and Goosebumps and stuff that.
Yeah, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark were definitely taken off the. They were banned. It was a banned book for a while.
That's ridiculous.
Also, Goosebumps, right?
Yeah, Goosebumps were
from R.L. Stine. Yep. Like, come on, really, Goosebumps? Right. Like,
okay, I will say, Goosebumps did scare me as a kid. Like
the books or
the both? Like,
because I remember you were freaked out on the TV show. You were scared of the TV show. Do you remember that? It was on Fox in the afternoon or something like that. You would come home and it would be with like the cartoons. It would be like you know, Darkwing Duck and, you know, Tailspin, and then it was like Goosebumps.
I don't really remember Goosebumps.
It's a really good TV show, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I do remember a little Netflix. Bit of watching it, but I remember reading the books more, honestly.
Very cool. I read all the books, basically.
I probably read a couple of the books, but I'm not a reader. I've never learned how to read.
Gotcha. Yep.
That's why I struggle so bad when I'm reading these news stories. But yeah, that's go out and get your Nike Freddy Krueger shoes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dude, I want a pair.
You can buy us a pair and send it to ghostft@yahoo.com.
Yes. So if you guys are listening at Nike, I wear a size 12.
Oh, same. Same. I got big boy foot.
Big boy foot.
Big boy foot.
And this is what, an 8? 8.5?
Oh, you're small.
Yeah,
boy
8.5. Women's.
All right. So, that's
small feet.
So if you guys want to send us those Nike shoes, go ahead and send them, get our information at ghostft@yahoo.com and then send them out, and we will definitely show off those kicks.
Do an unboxing.
Yeah, we will do an unboxing here on Ghost Freaking Talking on our YouTube channel.
Nice.
And all of our Instas and all that fun stuff. So, Nike, do it. Please do it. Give us those pretty shoes.
Exactly. Just do it.
Just do it. Oh, look at, she's got your slogan down and everything.
We're too good at this. Right. We're already promoting you.
Hey, speaking of promoting, we need to promote our own stuff. You are sitting in the spread shop newsroom.
I sure am.
Where's your merch at?
Where's your merch at, dude?
Oh, I need to get new ones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am wearing the merch. If you guys are watching right here on YouTube, we have these awesome t-shirts in our shop. We have hoodies. We even have coffee cups like I am holding up right now. You guys can't see it on the podcast land.
Dog bandanas. I saw that today. I went online and checked
masks,
out the stuff.
Hats.
And yeah, the masks.
Nice.
The
hoodies.
Hats,
I want a hoodie.
I put up socks a couple weeks ago.
I want some socks.
I saw the socks.
Yeah, we have socks on there.
I want to get all the merch, bro.
You're just going to... You know what those socks would look great with? Those Freddy Krueger shoes.
Oh my god, yeah.
So when we're taking pictures of the Freddy Krueger shoes, we'll show our merch socks.
Yeah.
You know, just poking out the top of those awesome Freddy Krueger shoes. So we'll do that. Awesome. So if you guys want some awesome Ghost Freaking Talking merch, make sure to hit that link in our YouTube or check us out on Facebook and Instagram, and you can get those links there as well. Go out and support Ghost Freaking Talking. So follow the link and order your very own Ghost Freaking Talking merch. Many colors and designs are available. You can even get coffee cups and dog bandanas. All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So get your Ghost Freaking Talking gear. And if you do get some Ghost Freaking Talking gear, show it off and tag us on it. And we'll make sure to show you off on our Instas and stuff like that, and maybe we'll send stickers out to you.
Ooh, well, the stickers are pretty cool, not gonna lie, guys.
Yeah. And I have a sample batch of magnets coming.
Oh, sweet.
Magnets.
Man, they're like, do you want to try our magnets? We'll give you 10 for free.
I'm like, sure.
Well, yeah, of course.
Sure. Well,
why not?
Free? You got
me there. We got some magnets we'll have too. All right, so our next story, the mayor of hell invites you to the spookiest Airbnb on Earth.
That's pretty cool.
Halloween may be canceled this year, but John Colon, the self-proclaimed mayor of Hell, Michigan, is keeping the spirit alive by inviting local residents to claim his throne for the evening, listing Hell on Airbnb for 3 nights in October. So you can only stay in Hell for 3 nights?
Interesting.
He says, I am the biggest Halloween fan in the world and the underworld. So I hope that our
slapper.
So I hope that our little slice of paradise can fill fellow Halloween lovers with all the frightful chills and spooky sensations of the season, says John. And to our guests and soon-to-be mayors, I trust you'll find that there is no place more welcoming than hell on Earth. We can't wait to show you a hell of a good time.
Knee slapper.
But it's funny because there is another place called Hell. It's in the island somewhere, Bahamas or the West Indies or something. I couldn't tell you what island it's on. I'd have to look it up. But
yeah,
there's a place called Hell. I've been there.
Sweet. So, did you get a shirt that says
I've been
in Hell?
I didn't.
Aww. I survived Hell.
Aww. It was pretty hot there.
I went to Hell and all I got was a tan.
I did get a picture there. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a picture next to a sign that's saying Hell?
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Do you, is it like a picture you would be willing to share? Like if I posted it like on Instagram?
If I could find it, yeah. I mean, it's just like a, you know, vacation photo.
Yeah.
From, yeah.
If you can come across it, send it and I'll put it on Instagram. People can see you in Hell.
No, that's pretty cool.
Guests will lay their heads for the night in the mayor's lair, which is outfitted with hell's finest, from a luxurious queen of the damned bed to a gothic sitting area where guests can enjoy a steaming hot cup of coffee. We've all had coffee from hell, but the coffee in hell is really quite heavenly. Oh, man. I love whoever wrote this story here. Along with lording over the resident ghouls and goblins, John is welcoming guests to responsibly explore and enjoy everything his hellish town has to offer. From a bite to eat at the Hellhole Diner to a spooky stroll through the nearby scenic hiking trails. And of course, the mayor's lair wouldn't be incomplete without a cozy fire pit, outdoor movie screen, perfect for a scary movie or two, and plenty of local pumpkins for carving. Cool. Guests will be able to enjoy some of their favorite Halloween traditions, even when Halloween has been canceled.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Starting on October 14th, on Airbnb Michigan, residents will be able to request to book their turn as Hell's Mayor during one of three individual one-night reservations, which will take place on October 18th, 21st, and 24th.
Oh, so you only stay one night?
Yeah.
You said 3 nights.
Well, they're only...
They're giving away 3 nights, yeah, they're only, but yeah, it's three, I, three, yeah, guests. Yeah.
Each night will only cost a seasonally inspired $31 plus taxes and fees.
Really? $31? Holy crap.
$31 to stay in hell.
Wow.
But it is Michigan, so...
That is very true.
What are you going to do there?
You're in hell anywhere in Michigan. and while hell is normally known for more fires and toiling than comfort, John's top priority will be the safety of hell's people staying there during their stays. The listing will be cleared prior to guest arrival in accordance with Airbnb's enhanced cleaning protocol, which is informed by guidelines from health and medical experts. So they got to make sure it's all clean and COVID safe for you.
COVID safe, yeah.
But yeah, so... Interested guests should review John's rules for a spooky but safe stay, including that those who request to book must be Michigan residents and come from the same household to minimize risk. So you can't go out, you can't be out of state and go there.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Well we're going to move to Michigan. How long do you have to be a resident of Michigan?
Well, you're just going to be like buy a house for a week just so you can say that.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you guys want, go and check out Hell. Airbnb, and you know, it looks like it's going to be
interesting. Yeah.
You know, it's only 3 nights for this to have a whole fucking article written about it.
Yeah.
but it's a fun little article for Halloween. Get people into the mood and
do something fun.
Yeah. I wonder how far hell Michigan is from us, because we're in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would.
It's like 6 hours to the Twin Cities up there.
Yeah, so I'd definitely like to go up and check out.
Yeah.
I just want a picture. Trip. I just want a picture next to hell. The sign.
I wonder
how
many people live in hell.
A lot.
I don't know. Okay. Well, newsroom. You should Google it up.
Sorry. Let me do my job over here.
Yeah. Come on, newsroom. Google up the population of Hell, Michigan.
That's awesome.
What are you getting naked on?
It's hot in here, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching us on YouTube, he's brought out the gun show.
Guns.
Look at that.
Guns.
You got the gun show out here today.
I know.
Oh.
It's because you have your doors closed.
Let's see. Let me just double check.
All right, so we're checking in with the newsroom.
I have an answer here, so let me just get your guesses. So how many people do you think live in Hell, Michigan?
I'm 14,000.
Okay.
32,000.
Calling it
Between 72 and 74.
So
a lot of people's gone to hell.
Yeah,
so it's a lot.
There's a lot of people in hell.
72 people.
Whoa,
just 72?
Yeah, 72 to 74 people.
Oh, I said
thousand.
No, I didn't say thousands.
I was like, that's a lot of people.
Whoa. I didn't say thousand at all. I said 72.
Are
to
you
74.
Sure? I thought I heard thousands.
Yeah, no, you heard what you wanted to hear.
All right, so we're gonna.
I did not say thousands.
We'll have to listen on the playback, but I could have sworn you said thousand because
one of them here says, 72, and then I saw another one that said 74. so not very many.
So this dude probably is the fucking mayor of hell, actually.
Yeah,
the mayor.
He's probably not messing around, you know?
They're probably all the same family, too, right?
It's an unincorporated community. It has no defined
boundaries.
It's
like they all know each other.
Or population statistics of its own.
So it's kind of like one of those towns that you drive through and you never even know that you were in it.
Oh, Michigan. I was thinking of Minnesota.
Oh, when you said Twin Cities.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But, wouldn't you think that, many people would come to live in hell because it's named hell?
Yeah,
I don't think I don't think a lot of people would be like, oh, I'm going to go live in hell. Just
well, not
hell.
The Christians, but anyone else.
I mean, only apparently 72 to 274 people think it's funny enough to live there.
Weird.
But it is kind of...
So if weapons if you, you're born in hell.
Maybe you're born in hell.
Yeah, I'd probably say it's, maybe a 10-hour cruise over there.
Is it high up in Michigan?
No, actually it's not. So,
hold on. Oh, it's more towards the Cleveland.
It's kind of in the middle, but it's basically above Ohio. So I'm thinking I drove to Ohio. It's 6 hours up north a little bit more, maybe eight to 10 hours.
Very cool.
So,
there we go. So, if you guys are looking to stay in hell for a night, there can't be too much to happen in hell if there's 72 people.
Well, it says it developed around a sawmill, a grist mill, I'm not sure what that is, a distillery, and a tavern. And they were all operated by George Reeves.
Huh.
Cool.
Very cool. All right. So, go and book your stay in hell if you're in Michigan. It looks like you only have a couple days from where this podcast is coming out. The 14th is when it goes up. So you guys go and stay. It was 18th, 21st, and 24th. So go and stay your night in hell. And go to the hell diner?
Hellhole.
And if you do, you send your stories to ghostft@yahoo.com and tell us how your night in hell was.
Yeah. Tell us how your night in hell is. Write to us at ghostft@yahoo.com. And if you can, send a picture to us next to the population sign of hell.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe 74 people. Yeah. 72, whatever you said, 70s.
Yeah, I don't know. There's all those little towns when you're on traveling.
Unincorporated little town. Yeah, I mean, it's very...
I'm going to move to hell, guys.
All right.
I'm moving to hell when I grow up.
You know what? Go to hell, dude.
Okay, I will.
Go to hell.
I will.
All right, guys. So we're going to go to one more break when we come back. This is going to be kind of an extended show because we've got another news story to talk about. And then we'll read our listener story. But when we come back... Oh, you got something?
Yeah, I know what island hell is on.
Oh, yeah?
The Grand Caymans.
Oh, Grand Caymans.
So, yeah, Grand Cayman.
Sounds like Grand Canyons.
And it's basically, it's a group of short black limestone formations. It's located in Grand Cayman in West Bay. It's roughly the size of a half of a football field. And this is basically what hell looks like. It just kind of looks like lava rocks.
Oh, shit.
And then there is a little gift shop there that you can buy all your, t-shirts and stuff.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not a very large, Oh, and they have a hell service station.
Oh, so cool. You can get serviced in hell?
You can.
I'm going to hell. I would love to
It sounds like a pretty good place.
I would rather go to that hell in the Cayman Islands than the hell in
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, because that sounds like real hell. Hey, guys, so once again, we're going to plug our friend Etsy shop, Mr. Hinkle Draws. Get your Halloween stickers, and we'll be right back with some exciting news after this.
I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Get your limited edition Halloween sticker series at Etsy.com. Shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. 10 designs to choose from Jason, Freddy, Ghostface, Carrie, Thriller Michael Jackson, Frankenstein's Monster and the Bride of Frankenstein, Billy the Puppet, Pennywise the Clown, and Reagan from The Exorcist. All right, guys, we are back, and we have some exciting news. We talked about this a few weeks ago, how the Dark Zone is going to be doing a live event again.
Yes.
For the weekend of Halloween.
Yep.
Where they're going to be at the Queen Mary, but they're making it into a pageantry, right? They're making it into a music fest as well.
Yeah, it's a bit...
And I was looking at the lineup of bands, mm-hmm. and it's like, all right, I've heard of Silver Sun Pickups because they're like there's a shit ton of their songs on Rock Band. That's okay. The only way I know of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Filter and Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Yeah.
Hey Man, Nice Shot.
So, are these all, like, virtual performances?
I don't know. I haven't seen too much of what they're actually doing with this.
Hmm.
But that is going to be a $20 for you to go in. And I was looking at the guests and stuff they're going to be getting. They're getting, like, Hollywood people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Than just, I don't know. It just looks like it's very...
They're trying to
they're
get...
They're trying too hard.
They're trying too hard with the Dark Zone. They had, Gold, when they went to the Conjuring House, it got too overproduced with the Lizzie Borden house, mm-hmm. and this just looks like it's going to be a travesty.
Yeah,
it's just... they were real the first time, yes, right? I think there's just too much complaining about stuff to the point where people are saying, "Oh, we're not getting our money's worth," so they're trying to push in everything to get their money's worth in. It's really dumb, but
yeah, because they're bringing back the Playboy Bunny chick.
I was just thinking when you said like Hollywood stuff. I'm like, what's her name? Yeah. Bridget or something?
Bridget Marceau or Mardo. Yeah, she's back on. She's on the list.
She is.
So it's like, yeah.
okay.
Yeah, you know how many people she's going to draw in?
Okay.
Yeah.
But if that is not your flavor, ladies and gentlemen, they're bringing you back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Heinzen family are going to be doing a Halloween live feed as well.
Sweet.
This time with Nick Groff from Ghost Adventures.
Sweet.
From the original Ghost Adventures, Nick
Groff. Really? Nick?
Yep.
Awesome.
They're going to be doing a, if you guys can hear it, the dog is drinking water in the background. So if you guys are doing the drink at home game, the dog is drinking in the background. So take a shot. But from October 29th to November 1st, it's called A Seance Revisited Live. Experience the house most famous for its association with the Conjuring horror movie like never before. It's likely the most haunted house in America, revealed in detail by the Perrin family who once dwelled within its walls for a decade during the 1970s. The live stream starts early Thursday morning to kick off the three-day event with the static cameras throughout the location, pop-up paranormal investigations, and guests will be joining us outside of the main portion of the event Friday, including YouTuber star Exploring with Josh and Cinematic Seth joining the stream.
How come we're not on that list? Yeah, come on, guys.
Come on, Perrin family.
On, let's go.
Not the Perrin family, the Heinzens. Heinzens, come on. I thought we were cool.
Awesome.
Right? October 30th, a live three-hour event. The Warrens once performed a seance at the very location, and we will be doing so again on Devil's Night. And special guest, Nick Groff of Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Lockdown, and Ghost of Shepherdstown. Corey and Jennifer Heinzen, owners of the house themselves. Exorcist and psychic couple, Father Larry and Debbie Elward. Electric witch, Megan Deputy. John Huntington, Papa John.
Papa John is coming
Papa
back.
John
Let's go.
Is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, Papa John.
So,
he better wear his ghost jammies.
Yeah, he better.
He better fucking wear his ghost jammies.
Mm-hmm. I've seen photos of him in his jammies.
Oh, my God.
They're badass.
I think Papa John still listens to us because he likes our stuff a lot on YouTube. Facebook.
Love you,
so,
Papa John.
Yeah, we love you, Papa John. So the live stream will be hosted on VidiSpace platform worldwide, available online and via the VidiSpace apps. So you can download an app and watch it through that as well.
Cool.
But they're going to be running the cameras like they did last time, 24 hours for those 3 days. And, you know, yeah, they're charging $20 at the other place. Any guesses for this?
$35. Sold giving now.
$5. You can spend
that's awesome.
3 days in the Conjuring House virtually for $5 fucking dollars.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You either pick between two things. You can get, heck, you can't even buy a foot long anymore for $5.
I don't know. I cost more than $5. But.
I mean, same.
But yeah, $5 is a steal. And what I'm really interested to seeing how Nick does, because Nick and the Ghost Adventures crew, that was like the original crew. It was Nick, Aaron, and Zach. Really were big inspirations to us and getting into the whole paranormal thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, I got the feels cool because, so I get to see Nick That's back great. In action.
Yeah.
So that should be awesome. So I am going to forego paying $20 for that fluffer fest.
Yeah. So you can just Queen watch Mary. A bunch of stupid bands.
Yeah, exactly. The Dark Zone lost me on that. I will take my $5. And, you know, go back to the Conjuring House.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a pull to that. I don't know. I just, you know, after that ended, it was like I was lost without, you know, watching those cameras and stuff at the Conjuring House.
Yeah.
Just the family alone were so inviting to us here.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Because they got into listening to our podcast, our reviews every night.
Yeah.
And they were listening to us in the house. You know, we're forever time stamped in the Conjuring House with our voices on those walls. Yeah. So I feel like we are a part of that house. So we are going to go back in that weekend to, excuse me, there I go again, burping on,
And
yell at me.
Wow, everyone's having issues.
Ah, jeez.
God.
It's time to wrap it up.
I mean, yeah, we're just dying, bro.
We're dying here. I am dying. Don't ever get the McDonald's spicy chicken nuggets. They're killing me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever do it. So I am looking forward to hanging out with the Heinzen family again. And
Should be fun
and see how this is different than how the Dark Zone handled it. This is a different company that's running it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, they took the good stuff that the Dark Zone did at the Conjuring House and left out all the bullshit stuff that the Dark Zone did. I'm excited. You know, Heinz and family, we get Papa John back.
You have so excited for Papa John.
We get Nick Groff. This should be fun. I'm excited for it. I seen it pop up yesterday. I was like, oh my God, go back to the Conjuring House. So I shared it, you know, on our Facebook page and stuff like that. I'm like, yes, we're going back. Go back to the Conjuring House on Halloween of all times. Going, get that. You can watch on Halloween inside the Conjuring House.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing seances and all that shit going on there. So
you're going to get their seance.
So I am all about that. So pay the $5. Save $15. Don't go with the Dark Zone. I'm just saying. You can if you want, but I'm not feeling dropping that $20 on the...
No. Nah.
For just to listen to
music. For a
music
show? Yeah.
No. I came here for the ghosts.
Yeah, I came here for the ghosts. I'm not here to be, entertained by bands and Playboy bunnies.
Exactly. I don't get the point of doing live bands if it's over like video. Just go watch the music video or like anything else.
Yeah, and it's like bands that were fucking Filter was back when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I think Hey Man, Nice Shot is the only one I can think of for that. Because I bought the CD.
Oh yeah.
For that one song. So, so you get Silver Sun pickups. I said, do a lot of stuff with Rock Band, but I couldn't tell you what a fucking song is by them. And it was a bunch of other bullshit bands that I've never heard of. So pass on that. Pay $5. Go and watch The Conjuring House instead. And take that other $15 and buy yourself a bunch of bags of candy because you're not going to be able to go out trick or treat. So buy your candy, veg out, and watch The Conjuring House. So, guys, do that. All right. So, are you guys ready?
Sure.
Are you guys ready to... We're going to finish off our night here. Our extended Ghost Freaking Talking. This is our weekly podcast episode.
I feel like we've been doing this for hours.
Are you giving up on Ghost Freaking Talking, sir?
No. I'm just waiting for you to tell the story.
All right.
Who is this from?
I will give out just the first name.
Yeah, okay.
This is coming from Kimberly. She wrote in to ghostft@yahoo.com. So if you have scary stories, write to us at
ghostft@yahoo.com.
All right, she starts off her email here. She goes, all right, I was all set to tell you a story about how my phone turned itself on at 0% last night, and that really did happen. But then I thought, occurred to me, don't be ridiculous. Did that really scare you? Really? She goes, here's something that happened that absolutely defies explanation. And you did it again with your lips. If you guys have heard.
I didn't. I didn't do it that time, though.
Throughout this podcast, he has been making this noise where he's like sucking on his lips. He's going. So if you guys have heard that, that is not a ghost trying to make out with you over the microphone. That is him making
But I didn't do that, though. I didn't. Okay, I did do it, but I didn't do it that time.
Or you did, and you just don't know now.
I guess it's just habit. Right.
No, back to the story. When I was in my early 30s, I was well off onto doing spells and all things pagan. Witchy stuff has always been appealing to me, and I like to think of myself as a good witch at that time. I'd bless the trees with water on the full moon. I was even known to dance around rivers and was really just having a good time. Well, I was also reading tons of books about practical magic and how to do it. I painted an altar with pentagrams inside of it and was always gathering materials to do spell work. I settled in and on doing spells to bring forth the elements because that sounded like fun witchy stuff.
Witchy stuff.
I had the whole thing planned out and was doing spells for one element each night. And if you, it sounded like, you know, she kind of learned a little bit about it before she went and did it.
That's good. That's good.
But if you guys have heard our background story about the Argo stuff, how a girl that used to live in our house before it got tore down, before we bought it, she was just messing around with pentagrams and stuff. She painted pentagrams on Trent's bedroom walls and stuff like that. So, and but she didn't know what she did. So she probably, I feel that she might have released something into the house, and it got caught and stayed in there. doing spells for me was really like no other feeling I'd ever experienced. I absolutely knew I wasn't alone. The air would get supercharged and leave me feeling exhilarated in a way I had not experienced ever before. That week, I called forth air elementals, water, and fire.
Airbenders, go!
So, she put these names in here. The elementals, sylphs, S-Y-L-P-H-S, sylphs. The water is undines, and fire is salamanders. So, if I'm butchering these, just let me know. I had to stop there because all of that shit that started going down at this point. Over the course of literally 1 week, here is what went down. First, I nearly got into a bad accident when my tire violently exploded while I was going pretty fast down a busy road. And she goes, that's the air. Because, you know. Yeah. Next, a huge leak that came from my bathroom burst open, flooded my downstairs neighbors. The maintenance guys came running. That was the water.
Where's the salamander? Where's the salamander water?
Salamander was fire.
Oh, is this the salamander?
Here we go. Finally, a grease fire started basically from out of nowhere while I was cooking French fries in my kitchen. The whole wall caught fire and the entire apartment filled up with smoke. The fire department had to come and put one of those machines inside to get all the smoke out, and the maintenance guys are wondering if I should really be living alone. Basically,
that's what I would be like.
Fire,
yeah.
She goes, OMG, what on earth have I done? That's weird that, you know, all three of those elements that she was messing around with that week,
Something happened
to her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, fries. I'm scared now to live in by myself. Because I'm going to be cooking some fries. And I'm going to be like, ooh, yummy fries. And just go poof.
Or just cook the fries in the oven and don't cook them in grease. Then you won't have a grease fire.
Right.
Problem solved, dude.
Yeah, but for some reason, I can feel like my fries just going to catch a blaze in the oven. Yeah, and just going to die.
No, I do prefer fries deep fried more than I do in the oven.
Yeah.
They still stay soggy and shit when you put them in the oven. When you deep fry them, you get that nice crisp into the fries. So, you know, I'm a fat kid like that. It very quickly came on strong and kind of scared me. It was then I realized that the spell worked, and witchcraft is basically opening the door for spirits to manifest around us. And they don't always have the best sense of humor. Thank you, Kimberly, for the awesome story.
Yeah, thank you.
That was really cool.
It goes to show that, you know, kind of going back to the whole Ouija board thing. If, you know, if you don't really know what you're getting into, you don't know what you're going to release.
Right.
Exactly.
So, ladies and gentlemen, get out there. And if you guys are going to do this stuff, do your research beforehand. That way, you don't get fucked by the spirits.
Exactly.
So, if you guys have awesome stories like Kimberly did here tonight, where can they reach us?
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
That's right. Where can they reach us?
ghostft@yahoo.com.
Awesome, guys. So write your awesome stories there. All right, guys. So that is a wrap for tonight's podcast. This is episode 45 in the books. We will be coming up on episode 50, where I think what we'll do is we'll do a throwback episode where we will talk about, you know, where we think we are as a podcast and give us some stats.
How far we've grown.
How far we've grown, and kind of look back on our first 50 episodes.
Cool.
That's
exciting.
I was looking at some episodes today. You know, I think there's only been 3 episodes where it was just me. Otherwise, you know, it's been you guys with me.
Nice.
Because I've been on every episode.
Well, it is your podcast.
It is my podcast. So.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Very true.
So stay tuned for episode 50. You're only about 5 episodes away from that. So we'll have some fun with that episode. And that will be falling in on our 31 days of Halloween. That's right. If you guys have not been following us, you get a new podcast every day in the month of October.
Whoa.
31 days.
31.
Yes.
3-1.
And we almost messed up the other day. I got it in like on the 11th hour.
Hey, it was still, you know, still one per day. And yep, we've done that.
We are still on one per day.
We still got this.
Yeah, so
we still got
who's talking shit? You know?
Exactly.
We are there.
We're there, boys.
All right, so go back and listen to all the episodes so far and all the episodes going far. If this is your very first episode listening to us, make sure to also check us out on YouTube.
And click that notification bell so you know if I'm going to push out a new video.
Yes, and you can also check us out on Facebook and
Instagram.
Yeah, the Instagrams. We have a lot of fun with it. I find I like to have a little bit more fun with Instagram than I do Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram's way better.
Yeah, so.
Way better.
So Instagram, check that out. Facebook, check that out. Also, make sure to give some love to our Etsy partner, Etsy Shop, Mr. Inkle Draws. Get your awesome Halloween stickers and support a starving artist with children.
Yep, he's got children, boys.
Think of the children.
Yep. Think of the kids.
The kids. All right, so I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trent.
And I'm Nessie.
And as always,
everyone has a story to tell.
And
stay spooky.